Morning, everyone. Around the world, there are various churches that have a similar tradition for Easter Sunday. And it goes like this.
在世界范围内，传统的教会在耶稣在复活节的这个主日，我们都会有个传统，就像下面我要说的这样。
The pastor says, Christ is risen.
牧师走上台，然后对着会众宣布，基督复活了。
And the people reply, He is risen indeed.
然后会众应该说，耶稣真的复活了。让我们一起说，耶稣真的复活了。
Okay, so let's do it.
Okay.
All right. Christ is risen.
耶稣复活了，然后我们一起说，耶稣真的复活了。
Good. One more time. Put some meat into it. Christ is risen.
耶稣真的复活了。
Buddha is dead.
大家知道那个佛祖。
Muhammad is dead.
佛祖死掉了。穆罕默德，回教的教主死掉了。
Every famous person from the past is dead.
所有世界上有名的人物都已经死去了。
Except for Jesus, who is alive.
只有基督耶稣，他永远活着。
So I'd like you to read, from 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
让我们一起翻开哥林多前书十五章。如果旁边有翻不到的，帮他们一下好吗？哥林多前书十五章。
So it's 1 Corinthians 15 verses 17 to 23.
一直从十七节到二十三节。哥林多前书十五章十七节到二十三节几页？
182页，
新约182页。好，谢谢。我们翻到了，我们一起来读。好，我们翻到了，我们一起读好吗？
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子，是既是因一人而来，使人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人是按着自己的次序复活。出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。阿们。
So Paul, who wrote this message, is saying the resurrection is absolutely key to all that we believe.
保罗写的这篇哥林多前书，他这段经文，他是告诉我们，对于所有属神的人来说，对于所有属神的基督徒来说，基督的复活是重中之重的信息。
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then our life is worthless and our faith is worthless.
如果基督没有复活，那我们基督徒的信仰将是一场徒劳的虚空，没有任何的意义。
But Jesus did rise from the dead.
但是基督他真的复活。
And it is an event in history that is has much more verification than almost any other event in history.
这个基督复活这个事件历史事实，在历史当中被已经被 无数次的证明，超过其他任何信仰的一些事实。
And it's the resurrection is what gives should give us hope and purpose and direction in life.
基督的复活应该是我们基督徒人生信仰的目标，给了我们人生的意义和盼望。
So if the resurrection is so important, do we talk about it to other people?
如果基督耶稣的复活是如此的重要，我们是否也会跟我们身边的人传讲基督复活的好消息？
When we talk to people about God and about Jesus, do we talk about the resurrection?
当我们跟身边的人传讲基督耶稣的好消息的时候，我们是否也在同时跟他们传讲基督耶稣的复活？
The resurrection of Jesus is the most important thing that people need to hear, along with the meaning of his crucifixion.
基督耶稣复活的好消息，应该是与他被钉十字架的好消息一同向世人传讲。
There are two main things that I'd like you to remember this morning.
有两件重要的事情，我希望大家今天上午能记住。
The first Easter Sunday,Nobody knew that it was going to happen.
在第一个复活的日子，全世界没有一个人相信复活这件事情会发生。
So no, this is not a made-up story.
复活不是一件虚构的故事。
What happened totally transformed the disciples who.Saw Jesus risen from the dead.
那些看到基督耶稣复活的门徒，他们的生命被完全的翻转。
So no one expected it.
但是在当时，没有人会希望，没有人会相信基督真的会复活。
And it's the resurrection that gives us hope and purpose in life.
是因为这个基督的复活。给了我们生命的意义和盼望。
So let's read just one passage about the resurrection from the book of Luke, Luke 24.
让我们一起翻开路加福音24章。
And we will read from verse 1 to verse 12.
我们一起读路加福音。二十四章一到十二节，一到路加福音二十四章一到十二节，在新约九十一页，路加福音二十四章一到十二节，新约的九十一页。好，大家都翻到了是吧？那个好，我们一起来看。
七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光，妇女们惊怕，将脸伏地。那两个人就对他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。他们就想起耶稣的话，便从坟墓那里回去，把这一切的事告诉十一个使徒和其余的人。那告诉使徒的就是摩大拉的玛利亚和约雅拿，并雅各的母亲玛利亚，还有与他们在一处的妇女。他们这些话使徒以为是胡言，就不相信。彼得起来跑到坟墓前，低头往里看，见细麻布独在一处，就回去了，心里稀奇所成的事。
So that first Easter morning,
在第一个复活的早晨,
the group of women went to the tomb.
我们看到首先是一群姐妹,一群妇女,她们去了耶稣的坟墓。
Why did they go to the tomb in the morning?
大家知不知道她们为什么一大早去耶稣的坟墓?
Because they had the spices to embalm the body.
她们去是想用香料去膏抹耶稣的身体。
Were they thinking about a resurrection?
她们心里在期待耶稣的复活吗?
No, not at all. They were only concerned for the body.
他们的主要的焦点是耶稣的尸体。
And they were also concerned about who would help them roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb.
他们很惊讶，为什么坟墓的挡在坟墓面前的大石头被移开了。
There was absolutely no thought that there could be a resurrection.
但是他们压根都不会想到基督已经复活。
And if you look at verse 11, what does it say about the men, what does it say the men thought?
我们来看第十一节，看看那些使徒是怎么认为的。
When the women came and told them that the tomb was empty.
当那些妇女回来告诉使徒们，哦，那个坟墓已经空了。
And that Jesus was risen from the dead.
耶稣已经从坟墓里复活了。
It says that the men thought it was nonsense.
但是十一节说，使徒以为是胡言乱语，胡言。
Absolute nonsense.
绝对是一派胡言。
In the book of John, we are told how Mary Magdalene also went to the tomb.
在约翰福音，我们看到摩大拉的玛利亚，她也去了这个空坟墓。
And she found it empty too.
她也看到一个空坟墓。
So what did she think had happened?
当她看到空坟墓的时候，她是怎么想？
She thought somebody's taken the body and put it somewhere else.
她的第一个反应是谁把她的尸体给拿走，放在了别的地方。
And she asked, "Where have you put the body?"
她就四处询问，你们把基督的身体放到哪里去了？
She certainly didn't say, "Oh, he's risen."
她第一反应绝对不是说，哇，基督真的复活了。
And then later, Thomas was told that Jesus was risen.
最后，后面大家看到，在约翰福音，他的一个门徒叫多马，他的门徒告诉他，基督复活了。
And he said, "I won't believe unless I can put my finger in the wounds of his hands and my hand and the wound on his side."
多马的反应是什么？他说，我知道我能把我的手探入基督耶稣受伤的钉痕的手上面，我总不能相信。
Actually, Jesus had told the disciples several times.
其实基督在他走上十字架以前，已经对他的门徒说过好几次。
That he would be killed and that he would rise again on the third day.
他不断地对他的门徒说，我将会走上十字架，被钉死在上面，然后从第三天要复活。
And the angels in the empty tomb said,
然后那些天使在那个空坟墓面前对妇女所说的话，
He is risen as he told you it would happen.
他说他天使对那些妇女说，他告诉过你们他要复活，他已经告诉过你们。
And it was then that they thought, oh, yes, he told us.
然后到了那个时候，他们才想起耶稣对他们说起的话。
Jesus told them several times, "I will rise from the dead."
其实耶稣已经跟他们说过好几次，我一定会从死里复活。
But the idea of being resurrected from the dead was so strange that they couldn't believe it.
但是对于我们这些人来说，复活是一件多么多么匪夷所思的事情，我们真的很难，基本上不会去相信这件事情。
They didn't go to the tomb. If they believed Jesus, they would have gone to the tomb early to see him rise from the dead.
如果他的门徒真心相信耶稣说的话，他们一定会等在坟墓里，看着基督耶稣复活。
But all they thought of was taking the spices to embalm the dead body.
但是他们唯一能想到的就是带着香料去膏抹基督耶稣的尸体。
We need to remember when we talk to people today,
我们真的需要去思想，当我们今天跟别人传福音的时候，
that they also find it hard to understand.
别的人真的会，他们会很难相信我们所说的基督复活。
But it is something that truly happened in history.
但是这件事情是一个历史事实，它真的发生了两千年前。
It's interesting to remember, by the way, that the Jewish leaders, they remembered that Jesus said, I will be raised from the dead.
在圣经里我们看到一件很有趣的事情是，竟然犹太的律法师和法利赛人，他们竟然记得耶稣说过，他将会在第三天复活。
And they went to Governor Pilate and said, please put a guard on the tomb.
所以他们会找到比拉多说，把在门口设立门卫，守住这个坟墓。
So that nobody can come and steal the body.
这样的话就防止他的门徒进去坟墓，把他的尸体给偷走。
They didn't have any thought that the guards would be there to stop a resurrection.
他们绝对不会想到，那个门卫可以在那里去阻止基督耶稣真他在坟墓里的复活。
So that was just unthinkable.
这对我们世人来说真的是一件不可思议的事情。
But it actually happened.
但是这件事情真的发生了。
And people's lives were transformed because they met Jesus risen from the dead.
一个真正看到相信基督耶稣复活的人，他的生命就是这样被全然翻转。
That makes me think that we are often like those disciples.
这让我不断地想到，我们经常会像那些门徒一样。
Jesus said, I will be raised from the dead, but they couldn't believe it.
耶稣不停地对他们讲，我将会在第三天复活，但是他们就是无法去接受。
But when things are hard for us, do we remember that Jesus said he will always be with us?
当我们遇到艰难困苦的时候，我们真的相信耶稣说他与我们同在吗？
When other people do wrong against us, are we willing to forgive them?
当别人错待我们，对我们有不好的行为的时候，我们真的相信耶稣的话，去原谅他们，爱他们。
And do we want to get our own back against them?
我们真的希望去做一些不讨神喜悦的事情吗？
If we really trust in Jesus,
如果我们真心相信基督耶稣，
we don't need to be anxious aboutanything that happens to us.
我们不应该为任何的事情受到搅扰和担忧。
We can be sad.
我们会悲伤。
We can feel hurt.
我们会感到受伤害。
But we can have peace, and a quiet heart because we know God, Jesus is with us.
但是与此同时，我们的心里依然有平安。依然有盼望，因为我们知道耶稣基督复活了，他与我们同在。
If you know that God is telling you to do something, do you actually do it?
如果你知道上帝希望你去这样行，去这样做的时候，你真的会相信他，按照他的想法去做吗？
Or do we think, oh, it's too hard or it's inconvenient.
或者我们会想哇，那个这些都是我们做不到的，太难，不可能。
If we really believe that God is with us, then we will have the faith and the commitment to obey.
如果我们真的相信基督父，他与我们同在，我们会全然委身在他的旨意当中。
So the resurrection reminds us of God's great power.
所以复活让我们看到上帝的大能。
Do we really believe what Jesus says to us?
关键是我们真的相信基督耶稣在圣经里告诉我们的话。
And the second main thing, after saying that the resurrection really happened, even if people didn't believe it.
第二件事情就是让我们不断地记住。
The second,
基督耶稣的复活，刚才我们说基督耶稣的复活真的是发生了，不管你相不相信、嗯。
The second point is the resurrection gives us hope and purpose.
那第二点我要强调的是，因着基督耶稣的复活带给我们生命的希望和目的，人生的意义。
We need to go out and tell other people Jesus is alive.
我们真的需要把这个好消息告诉身边的人，基督耶稣复活了，他活着。
And we should live for him and not just live for ourselves.
我们应该为我那替我们死而复活的主活，而不应该再为自己而活。
We need to follow Jesus' example.
我们需要跟随基督耶稣的脚踪，他的生命。
And Jesus said, I came not to be served, but to serve and give my life as a ransom for others.
基督耶稣不断地对他的门徒说，我来不是要被人服侍，而是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的赎价。
I'd like us now to read another passage from 1 Peter chapter 1.
让我们一起来翻到哥彼得前书第一章。翻到了，请报告耶稣。彼得前书第一章，244页，新约244页，彼得前书第一章。
So First Peter chapter 1:3-7。
让我们一起来读彼得前书第一章3-7节，彼得前244页，彼得前书一章3-7节。244页新约。好，彼得前书，大家都翻到了吗？都翻到了。好。
愿受赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试验中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
So verse 4 says the blessings that God will give us are primarily for our next life.
第四节不断地提醒我，上帝的祝福重点是在我们在永生的这个状态当中获得。
Meaning in heaven where there is no decay or spoiling.
当基督再来，我们与他一起进入那天上那永不衰残、永不朽坏、存留在天上的基业的时候。
And that means Being in heaven is being in the presence of God.
我们都知道，当基督再来接我们的时候，我们与他一同回到天家，那时候我们真的就与上帝面对面，他永远与我们同在。
By the way, have you realized that you will not need a fridge or a freezer in heaven?
你应该知道，在天堂里你不需要冰箱。
Because a fridge or a freezer is so that your food won't go off, isn't it?
对，那个有如果有冰箱的话，代表你的食物会毁坏。
But of course, we won't even have our physical bodies like this in heaven.
我们这个肉体的形状会改变。
But Jesus is the pioneer, the leader of our faith.
我们知道，基督耶稣是我们信心创始成终的开路先锋。
He was resurrected from the dead and then to heaven.
他首先从死里复活了，升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边。
So he has prepared the way ahead for us, when we too, if we are trusting in Jesus, can follow him to heaven.
基督耶稣的受死、埋葬、复活、升天，是为了我们这些信因信与他联合的人去预备，给我们在天上预备将来的基业。
And Peter, who wrote this letter, says we will really see the blessings of trusting in God, in Jesus, when we get to heaven.
彼得在这边写这个书信是在提醒我们，当我们在基督再来的时候，我们就要全部都知道基督耶稣，上帝通过基督耶稣所赐给我们救恩的全备的真理。
And we see that in verse 5.
我们将在第五节看到。
It's only in heaven that all that God has prepared for us can be revealed.
我们到回到天家的时候，上帝通过圣经向我们所启示的一切的真理，我们都能全然知道。
In the resurrection, we do see a little of what the next life might be like.
当我们凭着信心去仰望基督耶稣复活的时候，我们能够一瞥将来上帝在永生里给我们预备的那无比美好的基业。
Jesus could come and go through the walls without the door open.
我们看到基督耶稣在他复活以后，他可以穿越墙壁，不需要通过门走过。
He wasn't limited by the laws of this world that we are limited to.
他不再被这个世界的律所限制，就像我们现在被世界的律给限制了，这个自然的律。
The angels at the tomb were dazzling white.
我们也知道那些妇女看到在耶稣的空坟墓前显现的天使，他们发出了令人炫目的白光、亮光。
And when Jesus was transfigured and was there on the mountain talking to Moses and Elijah, again, dazzling white, and the disciples just were overwhelmed.
耶稣基督在登山变相的时候，他跟摩西和以利亚一同降临在登山变相的时候，他的门徒被他们的光芒所眼睛都不能看见，一种令人炫目的荣耀的光。
And these things are simply a reminder that heaven is going to be so totally different from what we can think of here, and so totally better.
这一些事情都在提醒我们，当我们回到天上的时候，所有的事情都跟我们在这里想象的完全不一样，而且是无比美好，超出我们所求所想。
Heaven is eternal.
神的国是永恒的。
Okay. There's no decay or spoiling.
在天堂里没有朽坏，没有衰残。
And heaven will be filled with God's glory. and it will be beautiful in a way that we cannot understand.
在天堂里是充满了上帝的荣耀，是我们现在坐在这里无法想象的荣耀。
And we are told that in heaven we will know in the same way that God knows us now.
而且我们也知道在天堂里我们可以更清楚地去看认识上帝，就像上帝认识我们一样。
Now there are so many things that happen to us that leave us feeling hurt or worried.
我们生存在这世上，我们受伤害，我们有很多事情我们无法胜过，我们心里充满了忧虑和担忧。
And we ask God, why is this happening?
我们很多事情我们不能明白，我们来到上帝面前呼求，神啊，为什么这些事情会发生？
But when we get to heaven, we will be able to understand why all these things happened.
但是在永恒里，我们会全然知道所有发生在我们身上的事情，一切的事情。
So we have this wonderful truth of the resurrection.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们有这个无比美好关于基督耶稣复活的好消息。
But, as I often say, God has not promised us an easy life here on this earth.
但是我再提醒大家一下，就像我经常跟大家提醒，上帝从来没有应许我们在地上我们有一番丰盛的生活。
In verse 6 and 7, it talks about how Jesus was called to suffer for us.
然后第六、第七节让我们看到基督耶稣因此是被上帝是蒙召去为我们死在十字架上。
And we are called to follow his example.
基督耶稣在十字架上为我们死复活了，我们也要跟随他这样的脚步。
If we really speak about the resurrection and the truth about God,
如果我们真的相信基督耶稣的复活和上帝全备的真理，
We will face opposition.
我们将面对苦难，我们将勇敢地面对苦难。
And problems and suffering.
然后我们对我们身上所发生的一切的不愉快，我们都能坦然面对。
So I'd like us to look at just one more verse.
让我们再看一段经文。
From Hebrews 12, verse 2.
我们一起翻到希伯来书十二章。让我们一起来看第二节，希伯来书237页，希伯来书十二章第二节，希伯来书在彼得前书前面两卷，希伯来书十二章二节，对，希伯来书十二章二节，好，大家翻到了，我们一起来读。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
So today we thank God that Jesus rose from the dead.
今天我们感谢神，他让基督耶稣从死里复活。
And we are to keep our eyes on Jesus.
他让我们的眼睛，信心的眼睛，单单仰望基督耶稣。
Who didn't give up his faith because of the cross.
他并不因为十字架的苦难而放弃他的信心。
But he kept on following God. Because of the joy that was set before him.
他因着那摆在前面的喜乐，他就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦。
What was the joy that he was waiting for?
那摆在前面的喜乐是什么呢？
That was worth dying on the cross.
值得他为我们死在十字架上。
It was the joy of going back to heaven to be with his father.
他的喜乐 使他能够真正正正的回到天家，以他的天父重新重聚。
Knowing that one day there would be millions of people around the world who trust and follow him.
然后他知道后面有千千万万的信徒会跟随他。
Who, like us, who will also go to be with him in heaven.
都会与基督耶稣一起在天家与上帝同居。
So, I trust that when things are hard in life, you remember there is something beyond belief and understanding.
我希望大家记住，当我们以后遇到苦难的时候，我们希望大家能看到，超越我们苦难背后，那上帝的同在。
To be with God and Jesus in heaven.
让我们知道基督耶稣，上帝与我们同在。
So, praise God.
我们感谢主，感谢神。
Christ is risen.
基督耶稣复活。
Christ is risen.
大家怎么回应？耶稣真的复活了。
He is risen indeed. God bless you.
上帝祝福大家。